Dan's Drive-In Double Feature presents A Minute to Dismember, Episode 13, Minute 6. If you remember correctly, we left those two kids with the unfortunate little mustache. Well, they're probably like 15-year-old teens who are they're playing grab-ass in the cemetery, and now they've snuck down to some sort of weird catacomb-like basement, and Vicky Kent, who's we've only seen her feet, is shuffling after them. Let's listen. Pretty eerie, huh? Full of eerie, I would say. She keeps the same music going for the full minute. And apart from the music and those weird, like, creaky sounds that were in there, did you hear that? They sounded like a boat at night, like at a dock or something, or someone in a noose swinging, you know, the ropes as they're swinging. I don't know what that noise was or where it came from. For all I know, she maybe took the audio directly from a movie with a boat at night or something. But that's our Doris. So what happens in this minute? Well, those two choo-choo guys are crawling around or moving around. At one point, one of them kneels. This basement area, whatever it is. And you just keep seeing silhouettes of Vicky's arm with a knife in it. And the guys, they go this way, then they go that way. Sometimes they're together, sometimes they're alone. Sometimes there are random shots of floors. I'm going to do something I said I wasn't going to do, but I'd like to do it just for this minute because it seems like that this is a much calmer minute than the crazy ones we've had before. So I would like to go very quickly through the shots in this one, like I used to do with 1 minute with Night of Horror, but not, again, not, as I mentioned earlier, not for a sort of film school kind of thing, but just to tell you the kind of craziness and kind of get you the feel for the craziness that happens within just one single minute of this film. So the minute ends, they go back and forth, you see the silhouettes, and then you see the one guy with the more unfortunate mustache, a hand grasps his neck, and you see a nail sticking out of the wall, and he gets pressed up against the nail, and the nail comes out through his neck in a big gory close-up. And that's what that strange sound effect is that you hear maybe 45, 50 seconds in. I love that sound effect because you can hear the start of the sound effect and then the end. You know, it's like there's no sort of smoothness to it at all. It's just like, here's an effect, there's the beginning, there's the ending. Thank you. And yeah, so he dies there, he's left. The nail pierced through his spine and his neck. So he's dead. And the minute ends with the other guy kind of knelt down in sort of a little pool of light by this wall. I guess they're in a basement or something like that. I guess it's a pretty big or odd basement. I don't know. But yeah, so presumably that one is... we know he dies because they said in the previous minute or so that Vicky Kent killed two neighborhood boys. So let me go through, because really, honestly, there's not much going on in this minute. The first 45 seconds are sneak around, and then someone gets killed in about 6 seconds, and then a little more sneak around to end the minute. So I'm just going to go through the shots real quick. There are 24 of them in this minute. And most of these are going to consist of either me saying right or left. Doesn't matter which one of them is going to the right or to the left because it changes. It's completely random. So, or maybe it's not. Maybe she had a plan. Maybe there's sort of a logic to this that I don't fully understand. But you'll either, most of the shots are either one of them creeping along the wall going to the right, or one of them creeping along the wall going to the left. And so we start off with, from minute to minute and 3 seconds, there's a little right creep. 4 to 6, a little left creep. 7 to 8, you see the shadow of Vicky's knife on the wall. 9 to 15, both of them going to the left. 16 to 17, you get a shot of the floor. And it looks like the floor from, what is that? There was a strange YouTube channel. It was, it's Meat Sleep is the name of the channel. They don't post new stuff anymore, but there's still Meat Sleep archives you can get. And they have a minute-long video called Ingrate, which is basically, you're in a filthy, filthy basement that looks like someone's been kept captive there for ages, and there's like a pitch-shifted voice saying how they fed you and they kept you clean and you're an ingrate. And that floor, that shot of that floor, reminds me of the floor in Misa. Maybe this is that basement. Maybe this is where the ingrate was kept. I know that's a bit of a tangent, but that's a fun video. It always kind of scares me a bit. So, 16, 17 floor. 18 to 25, we go to the right. 26 to 32, the other guy goes to the right. Not together, they go separately to the right. Let's see, 33, 34, going to the right, but from... It gets all crazy. Going to the left, or the... Doris did it again. She's completely confused me. 18 to 25 is the right. 26 to 32 is the left. 33 to 34 is a weird thing where he's still going to the left, but the angles change just slightly. 35 to 36 is to the right. 37 to 38 is to the left. 39 to 40 is to the left. But these are all, it keeps changing from one of them going to the left against the wall to the next one going to the left along the same wall. So it's like they're in the same spot, but they're like suddenly in different realms or something. I don't quite know how to say it. Then like 41, I think, is a shot of the killer. I think it's very dark. It's a little tough to see. 42 is a shot of the wall. 43 and 45 are going to the left. 46 to 48, you see the knife. Then 49 through 50, you get the slow-mo shot of the hand grabbing the neck and pushing the kid against the wall. 50, you see the neck being sort of pierced in the back. 51, you see it beginning to come through the front of the neck. 52, you see his face go, blah! 53, 54, you see some more goriness at the neck. 55, the other guy's creeping to the left. 56, 57, you get the knife. 58, 59, he's kneeling. And 60, you see the knife again, and that's where it ends. I know it's all very confusing, but literally, you got from it. And I might have gotten one of those left or rights wrong. I did confuse myself at the beginning there. But literally, the majority of the minute is one or both of them inching along the wall to the left or inching along the wall to the right. And that's pretty much what the entire minute is as these occasional creaky sounds happen, and then one of them's killed. So again, sorry, that was slightly confusing. I'm not going to do that. I might do that occasionally with another minute, but I just wanted to show you with a relatively calm minute how crazy the editing is in this movie. And it is. So that's a... I've exhausted this minute. So let us go on to minute 7. And I think we say goodbye to the other Choo-Choo Kid in this one. But, we'll play the first Choo-Choo Kid with the more unfortunate mustache out with a little bit of this.